G'day, Tommy. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Thanks for joining us, young man.
Good afternoon. Good evening, gentlemen, actually. How are we?
When does it turn from evening?
Yeah.
From afternoon to evening?
About 5:30.
5:30, is it?
I reckon.
I think, geez, right.
5:30, 6 o'clock.
You didn't even know, did you, buddy?
Nah, it's not 6 o'clock yet.
Tommy, contact training, how does it feel getting your body smashed around with your fellow brothers now that you boys can touch each other?
Yeah, it's good. It's interesting dynamic. You're allowed to tackle on each other and you're not allowed to pat each other on the bum or stand too close in high five. Yep. It's got its own challenges, but no, it's good that we've got to this stage and pretty close to a return now.
Big win getting the home showdown. You must be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think spending another week in your own environment will be really good and good opportunity. We have to face the Crows in round two initially anyway, so a showdown that we're looking forward to and get the opportunity to play at Adelaide Oval again, which is really good.
Now, the players have some separate, very strict guidelines and rules they have to abide by. Which is the hardest you feel to abide by out of the lot?
Oh, for me, personally, the hardest one at the moment is not being able to take the young fella to the playground just to break the day up. And he obviously loves the playground. So from a personal point of view, that's the one that I've found the challenges with, to try and tire him out during the day so he has a good sleep at night.
Rock, what about your superstar, Robbie Gray? Broke his toe with a weight fell on his foot. Will he, if you're a betting man, will he front up in showdown? Because I've gone on record saying he will play regardless.
Yeah, I think he's recovering pretty well. I got a bit nervous when I heard he broke his toe and a big heavy weight fell on it. I thought you might have got a bit close to him and the oval shark and stood on his toe. But trying to give him some advice how to kick. But he's up and about. He's running on one of those altitude machines, I think, tomorrow. So he's not too far away from commencing training. And we've still got 2.5 weeks before we play. So I'm sure he'll tick every box and probably win his 6th showdown medal.
A few rumours that 6. Wow, just heard the end of that.
Class.
Imagine if he had 6. Ollie Wines. There's been a lot of chat about him possibly not being at the club next year. What's the inside word there?
Oh, it's the first I've heard of
that. Where'd you get that from?
Well, I just read about it today in the paper. Mate, they were saying he spoke to Carlton Essendon last year, and I just want to know what Rocky thinks. Will he stay?
I think he's fully committed to the Port Adelaide Footy Club, and I couldn't imagine him going anywhere else. He's been an integral part for us for a number of years now, and he's obviously his vice captain this year, and his influence on the group's really, really good and really important. So he hopefully has an injury-free season and just can get out there and play footy. He's had a rough sort of 12 months with restrictions, or probably 2 years now, so hopefully he gets the opportunity to go out there and play.
Are you a night grand final fan, or you prefer? Are you a traditionalist, as Jars calls it?
Probably the traditional. I think the day game is the best. Gives an opportunity for everyone to get there and watch it. And if we want to continue to grow the game, I know it's a weekend and whatever else not, but like, kids can get quite tired at that time of night, and you want everyone to be able to watch a game. So the afternoon, I think, is a perfect time slot. And I've heard a few NRL people talk about it. They've gone from a day game to a night game, and they're really keen to get it back to the day game for a number of reasons. So I think for the sake of just changing something, for the sake of changing, I don't think there's any point.
Rock, on your weekly podcast with Brode Smith, the lowdown, you did say there will be no home ground advantage to any side.
Yep.
Can you elaborate?
There's no question.
When I say there's no home ground advantage, I think it just neutralises it with the no fans. I think, like, you go to a game when Port Adelaide's playing, the fans are outstanding. They're cheering and they really jump on your back in close games. And when we're finishing hard, they really carry over the line. Where I think with that, you sort of lose that with not having a crowd there. And it probably helps a team like Geelong, because the dimensions of their ground is a little bit different to different grounds, and they train there all the time, so they understand that the ground's a little bit skinnier and the fastest way home. But I don't think the home ground advantage will be a huge thing this year.
We've seen Max Gorn cop a little bit of criticism for his haircut and dyed down the middle. I don't know if you've seen that. Is there any outrageous ISO haircuts at your football club?
Did you read that in the paper too?
Yeah, well, mate, that's called doing your prep and doing your homework for a radio show. Jazz just strolls in with 5 minutes to go and just hopes he gets things right.
I thought you just got your content from Billy Brownless.
Apparently, he's been listening to the Brecky Boys.
We've got a few haircuts. Charlie Dixon, Boyd Woodcock, right. Pete Laddams, they've all bleached. There might even be a couple more. Riley Bonner. I haven't seen the whole playing group. We didn't do a full session on Monday. We were still in eights because you only allowed two during the week. So we're doing one tomorrow. So I can get back to you tomorrow once I know everyone's haircuts.
Well, I don't like it. I think they all look terrible and they all start to look like Lady Gaga, and enough's enough, these blokes. It's got to be stopped by the senior coach. No more blonde peroxide, please.
That's what a lot of people say about your quiz.
Mate, take care. We'll speak to you next week.
I've got one more for him. We spoke about leading teams this week, and I'm going to do, I don't know if you've ever done it at Brisbane or your time in Brisbane or at Port Adelaide, but we're going to do stop, start, keeps for Jars. Have you got anything for him? Any feedback for him?
So one recommendation would be, to stop cutting off your high-end talent that you get on radio and hanging up on them like Rory's fine. Poor fella. Mid-sentence being cut off.
Sorry.
What sort of standards are you setting there?
Okay. Our boss has had a word to him about that. So there's your stops. Any starts?
Start to do some research. Bring your entertainment to the table.
See you, Tommy. You've got to go, mate. We've got to get the beef on.
And keep being the number one sports show or radio segment on Triple M in Adelaide. Much better than that morning crew.
Yeah. Oh, Dumb and Dumber.
Lucky Ditz is on there.
Oh.
Bit of Port Adelaide content.
Take care, mate.
I'm gonna go, boys.
See you, buddy. There he is, Tommy Rockcliffe from the Port Adelaide Footy.